And one GBC man, Aitreya Rishi, he will come. He is from Iran, so he will represent the Muslim faith who have been converted to Sanatan Dharma. So this way they will be preaching.
Now, Charuswami engaged in that meeting for how many days?
I do not know. He is very busy.
Very busy. And the meeting is taking place in Grand Hotel. In hotel.
I think so. One big conference.
But we don't know the how many days it is advertised to take place.
I'm not sure, Maharaj.
Do you know anything of Sarvabhavan Prabhu?
He will come either on Wednesday
evening or Thursday morning.
Or if he can't come on Wednesday, he'll come at the latest by Sunday.
Very much.
Who? Sarvabhavan. Why today?
Mukundmala
Prabhu.
Nala supplier. তাহলে এখন এগুলো নামা দেখে
এখন গলায় দিয়ে দেন আপনি একটা করে এই দিকে ভালো হবে এই অক্ষরানন্দ মহারাজ আছেন এই যে এদিকে অক্ষরানন্দ মহারাজ এই যে প্রশ্ন হয়ে
যায়
তারপরে মুখন্দনা প্রভু
তুমি দেখে দিয়ে
দাও
পরিচালন
মদন মনোহর
তারপর
বউ আছেন ওদিকে না থাকুক আমরা গলায় থাকুক ওটা আমরা গলায় থাকুক
একটা
Then do you know anything who are present in Vrindavan Utsav? Do you know?
Who is present?
I did not hear any news from Vrindavan.
Not any news, any news. But do you know anything about Hamsudut Maharaj is coming to India?
No, I did not hear anything. Specific.
The Dayadhar?
No, I do not know.
Only Aitreya Rishi is coming.
I heard he was coming.
Some of them should be here about the 5th. They're expecting some of the GBC men
18.
To come here on the 5th.
They expect 18 GBC men to come to Mayapur. And 8 of the gurus are supposed to come to Mayapur to see the work on Prabhupada Samadhi.
Alright. They'll have a meeting here and we'll consider the present situation. Mayapur soon take place. Charuswami may not be expected this week here. He told that he would come here this Monday. But for the present engagement, busy engagement there, I think we ought to be able to spare time to come here for the time being.
Yeah, that's possible. I'm not sure.
He didn't tell me.
He did not say he was coming today.
All right, let me. Let us see. Akasha Phalapatavat. Fruit falling from the sky. We shall try to reckon things in that way. Everything connected with infinite. Hare Krishna. Depending, learning to depend on the will of Krishna. Not much calculation of our human brain, either individual or a group. According to our understanding of the scripture and the practices of the great personages, we shall check out. But as regards the result, we shall be always open that anything may come. Ma phadeshu kadachana karmanye bhajigarasti. Engage yourself always, but not connect yourself with any consequence. Never go to connect yourself with the consequence. That will be the resultant of so many things, and above all, the Supreme Will. That is the fact. So don't bother uselessly and waste your energy. Full attention you try to give to the duty and not to the after effect of what the result the duty will acquire. Duty cannot acquire any result, any consequence, any fruit, but it is graced. Grace, prasadam. Whatever comes from the infinite way, that should be considered as grace. And what we should do, that with the spirit of service, not with the results of treasury, trade. No sabhitya sabhi bonik. We shall do anything and everything with the aim of serving the infinite. Infinite. With clean hands, we shall go on doing work. With clean hand, not contaminated by any consequence. Service and prasad corresponding. What comes from the infinite environment, that is prasad, grace. I have no claim in that. And what I am doing also with no claim, no application with that. No expectation even. Simply, it has been attached to me as my duty. I am doing. No future. Fixing. That will be Maya. That will be Maya. we shall try to live under the sky. Under the sky. Please. Then heart will find a relief. Asankalpap jait kamam. Sankalpa means parikalpana. This panchala parikalpana. Ideas, plan. Plan. And also, sometimes we may be allowed to make a plan, but with this provision, full knowledge that whether it will may reach its goal, that depends wholly on the divine will. With that we may plan. Suppose a meeting is organized, we shall try, and we shall in the place also. Notice are also circulated. There will be a meeting, and some persons will deliver lectures. We shall go on, but with openness, that any hindrance may come and may stop. Still, we shall go home with the sense of duty. These are my duty I am doing. And God willing, it will be successful. God overhead. God over. Try to live in the eternity. In the relativity of eternity. Vaikunthavas. So, misconceptions come from the Mayavadi school when everything depends on him, then where is our quota, our duty? The Vaishnava school, they get that work, the conception of service. So that is the nature of the service. Without any definite result, one can work with full energy, fullest energy. It is possible. The future is uncertain. Still, the work is earnest. Rather, the opposite, the whole concentration in the work, not in the future result. Karmanni bhadikar asti ma phalishu padat, ma karma phalahi tubbhu ma te sangasta karmani. Don't be discouraged, because you have no demand, no right in the result. So don't be discouraged. Mahati Sangasta Karmani, great warning, necessary warning. Everyone would be discouraged when we have no part in the, to take in the consequence. Why should we labor? That is not a very small point. Not insignificant, so warning, immediate warning is there. Mate Sangasta Karmani, this misfortune may not come down in you to stop the work. To stop the work. Go on working. Working. And the cooperative system so many devadas are engaged. They do their duty and things are going, the production going hither, thither. Then in time the remuneration is coming to him in coin. He is living in form of energy, and when it is coming to him in coin, in time, proper time, it comes to him. So, don't be miser. To devote your energy for the system where you are at present. Okay? Kasmanyevadhikarasti ma phalishu kadachana. Here it is omitted. The result, it is under my disposal. On the negative side, has been told there, not the positive. It is mine. Aham sarvayajnana pustaka. It is mine. Aham hi sarvajajnanam bhukta cha prahuri vacha. This selfless work I enjoy for my enjoyment. And proportionately it is distributed to any and every point, separately existing all over the universe. But it is better for you to think that it is wholly mine, wholly mine. And when I distribute the result to you, you cannot connect, or you cannot have any claim. That is pure distribution, that is grace. No reason, no justice you should try to bring in there. But mercy, you may think. It is so free that you may consider it to be mercy. Don't expect any justice. That I am giving so much labor and I must get that. It is law of justice. That will ordain in this way, never. You engage your energy, you give your energy free. And what I shall give in return, that will be free, not under the consideration of justice. Service and the grace, mercy. Open, clear. Account is always clear. No demand, mutual demand. Such transaction. That is freedom proper. The conception of real freedom is there. Real freedom. A dynamic selflessness, not a static selflessness like Mayavadi. Selflessness means sound sleep or something like that. Self-effacement. Selflessness does not naturally come to self-effacement. But it is of dynamic character, self-giving, self-surrendering, selflessness in self-giving. Towards what? Giving to the center, for the absolute. That sort of selflessness what is demanded from every point, from every worker, every level. Only if it's there, the happiness of freedom can exist. Freedom, happiness of freedom can only exist there. When labor, energy utilized by intelligence, that can produce something. Foolish labor may not flourish. So, dedication of our labor freely to the highest intelligence, that will fetch more. So, without any measure the habit, we can dedicate. We shall get in ample quality, which cannot be imagined by us, even so. Dash kori beton more deho premodhan. Please accept me as your slave and give my salary in terms of love. That I can acquire real love for you and your own. And everything of your is, everything belongs to you. So love. That more and more I can dedicate. Give me salary in form of love. Love means more giving spirit, self-distributing spirit. Spirit of self-distribution, the inspiration of intense inspiration of self-distribution. That I want as my salary. Not seeking any comfort. Any comfort, but to be more dynamic, not static. To become more dynamic, such salary I want. The capacity of my giving may be increased. That should be my salary. Das kori beton more deho premodham. Prem means self-giving, self-distribution. The tendency to distribute oneself. Self-distribution, self-surrender and self-distribution. With self-surrender, with the basis of self-surrender, self-distribution begins. Dash kori beton more deho premodha. So, to pray, to get love, prem, what does it mean? Oh, you want something. But what is that something, if analyzed? That is more intense inspiration to give, so diffuse in all own object. More mafalishu kadachana. But that fall, that fruit, has been transformed into love, that the more interest to serve. That is not ordinary fruit. The Vaishnavas, they want service, more hankering for service. Service and the salary more, what? More what? And more earnestness, foresight. I want that sort of seven. So, this is the universe the Vaishnavas has discovered. But it has been given down to the experience, to the senses of the Vaishnava from above, through revelation. There is a domain of such conception. And if you like, you can come by this such and such way, you are come. So much self-abnegation. So much self-abnegation. That is a domain, that is a country where such persons live. Do you like to be a resident of that land? Then come. Then come. Calculative in the lower portion, parabhom, and beyond calculation, automatic, that is Goloka. Golharibo. And it cannot calculate how much one can sacrifice. Radha Mukunda Pada Sambhava Gharma Bindu Nirmanchano Pakarani Kita Deho Lakha. Standard has been given, hint of a particular standard has been given. When Lalita Devi find a drop of sweat in the foot of Radha Govinda, she furiously engages herself to remove that sweat. How it has come there? We are circumpolating them. That no least pain can enter into this domain to trouble them. But how? Without our notice, this sweat has come. Must have. There have been some pain, sweat. So he furiously chastising herself and wants to take advance. Nirman chanu pikita deho lakha. One lack of body. With that force, she comes to remove that drop of sweat on the foot of any one of them. Such eagerness and such self Gauran Ninda Kara, self abusing and earnestness. Least difficulty sin in the serving area, they can't tolerate it in any way. With so much earnestness, they run. Devatyage Krishna yadi paiye, ehi khane koti deho charite pariye, Mahapuruse. To attain the service of Krishna, crore times, just now I want to die. To embrace death, this sort of unit is used there in that domain. Earnestness, eagerness of service, self-dedication, self-distribution of such high type, of noble type, inconceivable. So self-sacrifice is nothing, that is only a unit. And on a developed plane, the structure is built there. Sacrifice for the country, for the society. Yeah. Some years ago, I found in a newspaper that what is the difference between an ordinary thief and a congressman. The paper, the gentleman told, the thieves first steal, then go to jail, prison house. And the congressmen just opposite. They were freedom fighters first, and then went to jail, put to jail by British government to prison house, and now they are stealing. Stealing first and the prison next. And that is general. But here, so-called patrons, first they have finished their prison life, and now they are looting. That is the difference. Do you follow?
Yes.
I ask.
Yes, I follow.
The Indian man. So, our patriotism, sacrifice for the country, comes to such a reactionary position. Social service, service for the country, service for humanity. Oh, that is Maronabadhi Garman, Molladur, Masjid Padjanta. There is a proverb that Mulla Dor Masjid Padjanta. Mulla can run up to the mosque, not beyond.
In Vaishnava Raj, what is the duty of a citizen, Maharaj? In Vaishnava Raj.
Vaishnava?
Raj, what is the duty of a citizen?
Duty?
Yes.
Of a citizen?
Yes.
To work under the guidance of a proper Vaishnava, that should be the duty. The guidance must come from such high level, higher plane, such aspiration. This is the conception of what Vaishnavism proper. If we can understand, then we shall try to be guided under such high conception, the dictation should come, and then we may hope that we may reach one day in that plane, taking up that thread. If we have real eagerness for such life, if we consider that this is the highest form of life, the noblest form of life, it is what is found in Braja. This aspiration will gradually take me there. Lohete janam payoti shighra pariya. The bridge, the earnestness, the test, that will give the real birth and gradually take me that side. Gaur Hari Bol, Lobh, Shraddha means Lobh in other words. Shraddha when little grown, it is considered Lolla Madhi, Madhna Mekalam. I want that sincerely. That is the price. My earnest desire for the thing, sincere earnest desire for the thing, that is the price, no other price. it can be purchased by honest desire. Yes, I want that. I can't live without that. I cannot live in such plane. If it is possible, there is such a plane, noble plane of life, I must go there. I can't tolerate this atmosphere where everyone is exploiting his brother environment in any way or other. I want to get rid of that. I want. The chandan is dissipating itself and distributing sweet scent. You know chandan, kashta, when rubbing, disappearing, self-dissipation, and in a form of scent, it is mixing itself in the atmosphere. That sort of risk, every member is ready to take. Whatever, the least happiness, pleasure of Krishna, we are ready to contract for eternal life to go to hell. That sort of reactionary conception there. The indirect is also helping the direct in such a way. So this possibility, any eventuality, any possibility of my future risk, not only present I am taking the risk, but I am taking my future also in this way, under the risk, and want to go more rapidly. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
All right.
Yeah.
Were the gopis' husbands, did they know that the gopis were their wives were meeting with Krishna? And if so, were they disturbed by that?
What does he say?
The husbands, gopis' husbands, did they know that the gopis meet with Krishna? Are they in knowledge the gopis are meeting with Krishna? And if so, if they have got knowledge, do they feel any trouble?
Come into details, that is too much for us. But still, sometimes they get such information and also try to punish his wife or anyone, and his or wife or sister or anything. But ultimately that vanishes in some way or other. It is managed by Krishna's special will in some way. Sometimes with some fight and hitch, and sometimes by illusory energy. That doubt is cleared. Krishna Kali once Radharani's sister-in-law, Kutila, he called his brother, you don't care, you don't believe me, but now come, I shall just show you. You can see with your own eyes that your wife is with that boy. And he went there. And at that time Krishna became Kali. And Radharani used to worship Krishna. The husband saw, then he chastised his sister. What do you say? I see that she is worshipping Kali. then that lady, her, his sister, what should she say? Krishna Kali. In this way, and some other way, also it is mentioned that he had to kill and court burn some husband of Tulasi Paras. In court burn he had to kill Krishna Kidda in that Asura. Anyhow, it is managed, it is something like the illusory, like a dreamy consciousness. Any shape, in just a dream, anything can take any shape, any time, free. So it is sometimes like that we have all. But we may not venture to enter in that plane very boldly. When we shall be able to live in that plane, it will be clear to us. But it is said like that. Many ways, many managed in different way.
I like to inquire about when the Lord is Sugun or Nirgun. What is the difference between Nirgun?
What is Nirgun?
Nirgun and Sugun. When he is Sugun or when he is Nirgun?
Sagun.
Sagun. In form and without form.
Sagun means misconceived ideas. That is sagun. Of different stages. Gross misconception and the slight, more slight, but it is under misconception. And nirgun, what is true, under all circumstances and all the time, past, future, present, that is nirgun, that unassailable wave. Absolute means that can't be changed, can't be challenged or changed. Absolute wave. The absolute good, he is having his play in a particular way, and all other non-absolute individual wave, it comes in clash with that, that will be broken to pieces and it will be nowhere, evaporate. Suppose a big storm is coming and you want to create some opposite current of the air by any machine or your pankha, but that will be carried on nowhere. Nothing can oppose that. So absolute powers play is like that. And that is not ordinary force, but the highest type of force, the noblest type of force, highest good. That is it. So, only to mix in that harmony, to dance with the harmony of that higher way, that is what is necessary. And that is really pleasing. And to come in clash with that absolute plane, wave, that will be fruitless and that will bring misery to us. Something like that.
Maharaj,
the absolute will is playing in his, it is absolute will and absolute good. That is playing in his own way. And if you come in contact, you cannot but come. If in that harmony, if you can dance, it is all right. You will find pleasure, highest pleasure. Otherwise, if you can create any wave against that supreme wave, that will be finished in no time. And you will feel pain. Any challenging wave cannot be tolerated, or cannot resist that absolute wave that is going on. And that is the ecstasy itself. Thing, Lila, Anandam, the charm, the beauty, the highest thing we can conceive, it is of that type. The highest thing of our, highest good of our aspiration, it is that type, not undesirable, it's desirable. And it is, our diseased eye cannot see that, a diseased mind cannot appreciate that. That is the conception. So give up, not only give up your own individual creation of any selfish wave, but come in consonance of that wave. Adjust yourself fully with the movement of that way. That is what is necessary. Then you will find happy. That is a happy wave, and you merge in that happy wave. That is what is necessary. And